Shalom, this is Lee Rothberger. Welcome to our YAPC, Insights of the Daf series, where we take a topic that we discuss in the Daf of Shavua, and we expand upon it, both a little bit analytically, and also in terms of finding a halacha. And this week's Daf is going to be Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Gimel, and the topic is, what do they have against Aramaic? It's funny we're mentioning this in the Gemara here, since the entire Gemara is in Aramaic, but as we're going to see, there is an issue not with learning in Aramaic, not with writing in Aramaic, but also with davening in Aramaic. So the topic starts based on the Mishnah, which started the seventh parak, which has a list of all different types of all different areas in halacha where you can go ahead and say it in any language. Last week they discussed Kriya Shema in the sources. This week we're going to be discussing Tefillah and the sources. And the Gemara wants to know, Tefillah, where do we know that Tefillah, from where do we know that Tefillah could be said in any language that we have? So the Gemara has a logical reason, which is a little bit different than what we spoke about with Shema. Shema, we brought a Pasuk. Here we say the following, Tefillah Rachmihi. Tefillah involves mercy. So Kol Hechi Deboi Matzli. Any way that you want to, you should daven. In other words, you're asking for your needs. There is something that's bothering you. There is something that's troubling you. You want to go ahead and take care of it as best as you can. So express it in the best way that you can. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi points out on this area. Rashi says, Ketani masnisin b'chol lashon. That which it says in the Mishnah, any language, lo tzarech kro. It doesn't need a pasuk. Why? Because tefillah is invocation of mercy. And the way that you could address your tefillos and you could direct your tefillos to the point where they'll be listened to and expressed the best way, and that for sure is what you should be doing. So Rashi tells us there's no reason for the Gemara to bring a pasuk like we did by Shema, which tells you that had we not had a logical reason, let me read it again. Rashi is telling us that there's no reason for us to bring a pasuk by tefillah because we have a logical reason. The issue that some ask is that, wait a second, what do you mean we're saying that, oh, the reason why there's no pasuk is because we have a logical reason for tefillah? Right? The reason why we should have no pasuk by tefillah is not because of the logical reason, but you know why? It's because tefillah is being the rabbanon. Right? There's no mitzvah in the Torah to go ahead and daven. Shemar Esther, we always treat as a derabbanon. This is why so many halachas that we have were a lot more makel. Example, Mishnah and Shabbos says that a person's in the middle of, shouldn't start, let's say, for example, getting a haircut before he davens mincha, but if he started, you're allowed to go ahead and finish it. But we say that's not the case by Shema. So what is it that we would need to add a pasuk when it's the rabbanon, when there actually is no pasuk? Okay, so one more time. We can ask a question on this, and that is the following. We say, tefillah itself is a mitzvah de rabbanon. So what is the havmir that Rashi said that had it not been for the logical request, or logical reason, we would need a pasuk? When tefillah itself is the rabbanon, there is no pasuk. So we can take three little approaches in terms of this little point. One is that the Ramban holds that while tefillah every day is mitzvah de rabbanon, during an Eis Tzara, unfortunately, like we are right now with the war in Eretz Yisrael and the situation that we have to deal with, you know, the fallout with it. So in that situation, it is a mitzvah de min haTorah. As it says in the Pasuk, Yisavo milchama b'artzechem, when a war approaches your land, v'ayrosem b'chatzor tzros, you'll cry out with the trumpets, v'nis kartel t'nei Hashem elokeichem, you'll be remembered before Hashem. So the Ramban says there is a mitzvah d'oraisa in some aspect. So we're saying that there had been a mitzvah d'oraisa for this particular point. Even though one could have maybe brought a pasuk, Rashi said there's no need for a pasuk because it's logical. Another answer is brought by the name of the Nitziv in the Merome Sada, his Perush on the Gemara, where he says that while there might not be an inherent mitzvah in the Torah to daven, there are certain requirements learned out from psukim, not necessarily in the Torah, but all over the place. And we could have brought a pasuk to go ahead and show this too. Here are examples of some tefillos from halachos, apart from the fifth parak of Brachos. It says one is, for example, I think a person can daven in any direction he wants and say Shemon Esrei facing whichever way he wants. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk of the Nail says, Neged Yerushalayim. You should daven facing Yerushalayim. Another question the Gemara asks over there. Yochol ye kolon bevasachas. I might think you can already daven all three tefillos at once. Meaning, instead of just doing mincha marav, do a shachris mincha marav right away. 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're all done. You're done. You get everything done in an hour. And your tefillah is done for the day. So kfar meforos ha'day david d'chsiv erev avoker b'tzaharayim. Pasuk in Tehillim. Yochol yeshmiat kolo b'tefiloso. See, daven shmon esri out loud. So kfar meforos ha'day chana from chana. It's already taught. Shenemar b'kolo lo yishameo. So you see that there are aspects brought down in psukim. And had it not been for logical reason, then according to the Tziv, you would have had to bring psukim for this to find one that says zirazin that tefillah can be b'chol lashon. Well, the following answer you could, or the other answer that you can give is simply this: that Rashi follows the Rambam. Rashi follows the Rambam, who happens to say that tefillah is min haTorah. It's just that the words and the nusach haTefillah and the zmanim are midrabban. Fine, so we have, we'll go ahead and say we come to our conclusion that we said before, that tefillah is rachmim, and we don't need a pasuk, even though there could have been grounds for finding a pasuk. And now the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction. The Gemara says, wait a second. Tefillah b'chol lashon? Is tefillah really in every single language? Could you really dive in every language? The Amar of Yehuda, didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, a person should not go ahead and ask for his needs in Aramaic. The Amar of Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan says, anybody who asks for his needs in Aramaic, the malachim don't heed his tefillah. They don't attend to it. And why is this? Because the angels don't recognize Aramaic. So how can we say he really can daven in every language when we know it's not the case? So the Gemara says, Lokasha habi yachid habi ratzibur. One is individual and one is public. What do we mean by individual, by public? So Rashi is going to give us the very simple answer that we might be thinking about. And that's the following. Rashi says, Tzarech yachid tzarech shiyisayuhu malachi yisharis. Individual, when he's davening, needs help from the malachim. But tzibur, but a minion, lo tzrichi lehu, they don't need it to succeed. As the Pasuk says, hein kel karbir lo yamas, eno mois bet filos and shalrabim, Hashem does not have any disgust in the public tefillah. Public tefillah is definitely acceptable no matter where. It's a higher quality of tefillah. And that's, of course, that's one of the reasons why, aside from the benefits of the kaddish and the kedusha and the kriyas haTorah and the other things that you can't get by done by yourself, but also the fact that, the fact that your tefillah is automatically jettisoned into the shamayim by the fact that it's with a minion, that already is an extra quality. So what comes out from here is really when the Mishnah says you can daven in any language, it's only b'tzibur, as you have zechus of the Rambam. But you don't need help from the malachim. But b'yochid, one should definitely daven in the Lashon HaKodesh. So a question that comes up is about davening in other languages besides Aramaic. The Tachlis, you look at some of the older Siddurim, you'll see all different kinds of tchinos that are written in Yiddish for women to say after Habakkuk's Neiros, or the Kutfan Avram, the special tefillah that was composed by Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev that many say on Motzei Shabbos, or what about Yikum Porkon? Yikum Porkon and Berich Shemei, they're written in Aramaic. So what exactly is going on over here? What justification do we have to allow to say these tefillos? Well, so you might say Barabim, so you can say, fine, Berich Shemei, you say Barabim, and Yikum Porkon, you maybe say Barabim, you don't say, only say Barabim, what about these other tefillos, these Yiddish tefillos? So this is the question that's asked by the Rosh in Seches Brachos, Perek Beis, Simon Beis. And if Rosh is going to bring down, we're going to have a couple of answers to this question, and that's going to be the remainder of the shir. The question over there is, I'll read you the words, Matzasi bin Imuke Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. I found in the inquiries and the analysis of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Sheya Tamia, he was bewildered by the following phenomenon. Kevan Shetfila B'yochad Einan Emeres Ela B'loshon HaKodesh. Since the Gemara in Sota seems to say, as we said, based on the printing of Rashi, the way that we seem to understand it, the simple reading is, Yachid Kan Barabim, that what? Tefillah is a Yachid can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Echnachu kol ha'olam shenoshim is palos b'shar l'shonos. How do we have it that other women daven in other languages? As the Kevin Shechayavos b'tefillah, as they're obligated in tefillah, lo ha'olam l'spal ela b'lashon HaKodesh, should only be davening in Lashon HaKodesh or Hebrew. So it comes out from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that one would not be allowed to daven in a different lashon when davening b'yechidus. And in fact, such an approach is brought down by Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Rekar in the second pshat on this issue, and he says, really, Arami is not just literally the language of Aramaic, but he actually goes ahead and understands the Gemara the following. Arami means Aramaic, but it's just an example of other languages. Meaning when the Gemara says Aramaic, it doesn't mean only Aramaic. Aramaic is one example. But the halacha would apply to all languages. And the point being the following. Malachim don't bring Hashem any tefillah that's said in a language other than Lashon HaKodesh. It's only by Tzibur where the Shechina is found, as we say, V'nikdashti b'sok b'nei Yisrael, or even by a chola, where we see that the Shechina is over the head of a chola, see Rashi and Parshas Vayichi, where Rashi quotes some sources. I believe it's also found the Gemara and Shabbos, where we can make exceptions. But this is the Shita of Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that no tefillah could be said b'yachid. I'm sorry, no tefillah could be said in a different language. The Rosh himself has a different approach to it. And what the Rosh is going to be saying is that, no, I'm going to take the Gemara that the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah ask on, and that the Yehuda ben Rekar, Reba Rekar, says it literally it means Aramaic and everything else, and he's going to say that's not the case. When the Gemara says Aramaic, it means only Aramaic. As his words are, V'linira de nokasha, de dafka loshon zek am Rabbi Yehuda delo yishal adam tzrachav. It's only in this language that a person should not ask his needs for. And because of that, what the Rosh says, that if you have any other tefillah, any other language besides Aramaic, there's absolutely no problem in terms of davening in that other language. So according to the Rosh, there's no issue in terms of davening, let's say, Gut from Avram, or having one of the Tchinos. It's just the issue of Aramaic. So, right now, Machlokas Rishonim, when the Gemara says Aramis, does that mean Aramaic as an example, or Aramaic as the only one? Now, the Rabbeinu Tzarfas that are brought down by the Rosh have a totally, totally different way to understand this answer, this question and answer of the Gemara. And doing that, that's going to bring in a totally different approach to what we have. The Rabbeinu Tzarfas bring down and say the following. We've been thinking all along that Yachid is how we normally say it. Yachid is guy dialing by himself, and Sibur in Rabim is a minion. However, they have a different understanding of Yachid Rabim altogether. They say that the answer is not referring to the number of people who are davening one shot, but rather it's the words of Tfilos that you're saying. Meaning, if the words of you're saying right now are composed of the regular Nusach Tfilah, like a Shmona Esrei, or a Tfilah that you can find in any Siddur that people say all the time, let's say like a Rosh Chodesh benching or something like that, that is called Tzibur. A private Tfilah that you make up on the spot. Or let's say a person is having a job interview and he wants to daven to Hashem and says, I should be successful in my job interview. Or they have a chola, or somebody needs a shidduch or anything like that, or a person wants to daven for shalom and Eretz Yisrael. That's called a yachid. So it's not who's davening that defines yachid and sibur, it's the words. And therefore it goes like this. Any tefillah that's been codified, or... yeah, I guess codified, it's in our Siddur. I guess maybe codified is not the right word for it. But it's been like transcribed into our Siddur as part of the standard Nusach HaTfilah. That's got a din of Tzibur. Any Tfilah that hasn't, that would not be. And I have to bring up an interesting question because let's say you have, well, we'll get to that in a second. It's food for thought that I'm going to throw out. But let's read the words of the Rosh that are quoting down. Those two words are being on Tzarfas, quoted by the Rosh. It says, Rabbeinu Tzarfas, Hayunosim Tam LeMinug, they gave a reason for the Minug, the Amru, Kemon Shei Tefillah Shei Tzibur Mispalalin, Kemo Tefillah Tzibur, Danin Amle. Since it's a tefillah that people daven, that everybody davens, we view it like a tefillah Tzibur. V'yocho yochid lom Rabbi Loshon Acheres, and a person goes ahead and can daven a different language. Hodim Rabbi Yehuda, Yishol Adam Tzracha B'Loshon Arami, that which Rabbi Yehuda says you shouldn't daven in Aramaic, Zeu b'shol tzrachav, that's if somebody asks for his needs, kagon, sheish l'chol b'yeso, somebody's got a nebuch, a sick person in this family, odavar achar shu tzarech, avat tefillah shekavu l'tzibur, but a tefillah that's set for the public, afil k'she yochim is pal b'yeso, when a person is davening at his home, kim is pal b'tzibur domi, it's as if you're davening in the tzibur, shein tzarech melitz of ne'akadosh baruch hu, does not need a special messenger. Now, interestingly, and I just thought of this question right now, I don't have an answer, What if you have a tefillah that's, you know, accepted by some and not by others? I'll give you an example. In our shul, we say tefillah l'shalom medina. In our tefillah, we say hanosin shua. In our shul, we say misha berech v'chayon. Other shuls don't do it. The question is, would that be considered to be a tefillah satzibur rabinu tzarfas? Meaning, is it something that, you know, is it in all sidurim? Is it in some sidurim? You know, obviously, basic tefillahs like Shemona Esrei or Ashrei or something like that. Ashrei is not really a tefillah. But basically, in terms of something like that, that is something where it'd be interesting to go and see where you would go ahead and draw that line. But let's go ahead and take the two basic ideas at the end. You have the Rush who says, basically, the Isser, the prohibition, extends to Aramaic and Aramaic only, as opposed to Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, who say it extends to standard tefillos as opposed to private tefillos, or made up to tefillos that a person makes up. What would be a nafkamina between the two of them? So, regarding the first shita, you know, the Rebbe Yakar, so that's obviously anything, any tefillah that's not in Hebrew, that's out. But what about the other two shitas? So here's an interesting one. Can one daven Shemona Esrei in Aramaic? So according to Rabbeinu Tzarfas, since it's tefillas harabim, and there's no issue in davening in Aramaic when it's tefillas harabim, so then that should be okay. According to the Rush, it will be a problem because Aramaic is an issue. Another question is, what about davening a private tefillah in another language? According to Rabbeinu Tzarfas, that is an issue. As Lamaisa, that's considered to be tefillas yachid. And they're going to be taking the approach that the first sheet of the question in the Rosh, the Talmidei of Rabbeinu Yonah, they're going to be taking that approach that, you know, Aramis means all languages. So they're going to say that's going to be problematic, and that can't be done in another language. According to the Rosh, there is no issue, as the only issue is Aramaic, but another language is no problem. Now, the truth of the matter is, when bringing down the Halacha, the Mechaber in Simin Kuf Aleph, Sif Dalid, I believe it's Sif Dalid. Let me just double check my notes. Yeah, it is Sif Dalid. Actually brings down all three opinions. It says, number one, Yochel Yispal B'chol Loshun Tzer Yirtze B'hanim Yili B'tzibur. Aval B'yochel Lo Yispal Ela B'loshun HaKodesh. And this is, as the Mishnah Brewer says, V'adin shar l'shonos chutz miloshon hakodesh. This would be the sheet of the Rebbe Yakar and the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, V'yeshomrim d'hanimili k'sheshol tzorchav. It's only when you're asking for your private needs, k'gon sheitz palo al chola, al shum tzar, sheyesh lo beveso, aval tefila k'vul et tzibur, but a tefila that's set in the tzibur, afilu yochid yochol lomer b'chol lashon. Even a yochid can say it in any language. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's tefillah that's kvu letzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'asma pona ileha, afilu b'shalom b'zman she'atzibur mispalim. That would be the second shita, the shita of the Rabbeinu Tzarfas. And finally, we say, v'yei shomrim, the third shita is brought down also, da'af yochid kishashol tzarchav, yochol lishol b'chol lashon she'yirtze, chutz miloshon arami. Even an individual, a private person, when he's asking for his needs, can ask for anything he wants in any language besides for Aramaic. And it says, Uvitzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says, Af Beloshon Arami. And even Aramis, which says, actually, interesting, this is Bazeh, and with this, Afilush Asi Shapir, Mad Omrim Yikum Purkan Abrich Shemei Betzibur. Ulafiza, therefore, in Mispala Beveso, Ein Yacholomar Shum Yikum Purkan. The Mishnah Berurah says, you can't say any of the Yikum Purkans if you're davening by yourself. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing in terms of slichos at the end. You know, the Machay Umasei and the Rachmana that you have over there at the end, those tefillos that you say at the end of slichos are also problematic according to Mishnah Berurah. Now, what we follow, we really don't have a psak because the Shulchan Aruch definitely brings down all three, but I do remember when we were diving home during COVID, we were told that you do say the first Yikum Purkan and not the last two. Not the second Yikum Purkan, not the Mishaberech, because those are inyanim for the Tzibur, which would seem to say that we definitely have an Atiyah to follow the second Pshat, but, you know, I guess it is a question, and I don't know the Psak that you have, but what I did want to do is just to bring up the issue And again, the issue really stems from two things. Is Arami, number one, Aramaic literally, or is Aramaic only, or is Arami just an example of any other language? And two, are we defining Yochid and Rabim as a minyan, the standard way, or is it a private filah versus a standard filah? That's the word I was looking for before, standard. Again, two small, little, subtle differences to go ahead and go so far. This is the idea when you have go ahead and you want to spend Gemara, study Gemara, do a little bit of lumdas. This goes ahead and just opens up the possibilities, and you really see that just by looking at one little word, Arami, Yochid, and Rabim, how it just goes a gateway into the giant Yam HaTalmud. This concludes today's shiur. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Shehi b'zeres tovos yeshuas v'nechamos. And we continue next week, Bez Hashem, with our next daf, Sota Lamed Daled. Kol Tov.